The Patriot counterpoints to propaganda.
Truth, liberty, and the real American way.
You have now enlisted in the Denton and Sasquatch Show.
This is your beacon of truth in a world of liars, thieves, and whores. We are podcasting patriots taking the fight to the enemy, never taking freedom for granted because it cannot survive without protection. That is us, the Denton and Sasquatch Show. Our email, dentonandsasshow@gmail.com. We are calling on you to get involved, never back down, and never surrender the truth. Welcome to the DNS Show. I am Sasquatch, and he is Denton.
Well, that's what the government tells me, but I don't really trust them. Anyway, if you want to contact us, you can do it by emailing us at dentonandsasshow@gmail.com. Or you can contact us on X. What is our X?
Handle.
Yeah.
At Denton and Sass.
There you go. Sass.
Yes.
Did you pour a drink, put up your lawn chair, and stare at the sun? Are you blind?
I'm blind for a different reason. I also have hair on my palms. But no, I didn't. I mean, I did see it, but I didn't see it, you know, if you know what I mean. You really couldn't see it from here in California.
Yeah, we got a parcel in this part of the country. And, you know, 8:45, like as if I'm awake at 8:45, a fellow at work sent me a text, showed me this little, you know, little map. Screenshotted. Showing it was going to be here at this time, which is 2:00 in the afternoon for me. Like, do you care about the stuff?
I mean, it's cool, but not really.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody at work had those glasses that you can wear, and they're like, oh, here, have you seen the thing? And I'm like, okay, I put them on. I'm like, okay, nice, here's your glasses. And that was about the end of it.
I was a kid. The first time it was an eclipse here, yeah, I was a kid. I mean, when I was a kid, I don't even know how old I was. That's how much of a kid I was. And, you know, I think you use a paper towel roll paper thing with a hole in it and a piece of toilet paper and a magnifying glass and a compass. I don't know. Anyway, you had this little contraption that you could look at. And, you know, it was coming in, and my father's all into it. And, you know, I'm like, okay, here it is, look. And I saw nothing that meant anything to me. I went back to doing my thing, you know. And my attitude is the same thing right now, today, at 60 years old. It's an eclipse. Okay. But these people out there were going maniacal.
Yeah.
It's the end of time. Dams are going to crash. Bridges are going to collapse. I mean, did you read all the stuff that was supposed to happen today?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
Didn't bother.
You've got to read Insanity because it makes you feel so much saner.
When I was a kid, if we had an eclipse, my dad always said, here's my welding mask. Look at it through this. And I would say, I can't see anything, Dad.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, pretty much.
There's this one conspiracy. They didn't want you to look at the eclipse because the eclipse was going to unveil what they didn't want you to see. Not kidding you. This is how crazy it is.
Aliens.
Because you couldn't see the aliens at night.
It was... wasn't the moon, it was their spaceship blocking out the sun.
Yes.
That actually would have been cooler.
That would have been great. I would have enjoyed that. I would have bought a pair of glasses to have seen that. I don't know where I could have bought them, but I would have bought them. Oh, hell, if it's going to be aliens, I would have looked at it with my own bare eyes. But did you see Donald Trump's campaign ad?
The one about abortion?
No, the one about the eclipse.
No, I
didn't trust me. Oh my gosh, it was you know, the Elvis Presley intro to his concerts. It was, instead of the moon going in front of the sun, it was a silhouette of Donald Trump's face going in front of the sun.
That's pretty funny.
You know, liberals' heads were exploding if they saw that. And I'll bet you they didn't watch that. But anyway, it was great.
Instead of his face, he should have had his butt going right in front of, like, Joe Biden or something. That would be a real moon.
Moon and Biden, yeah. But that would imply that Biden was the sun. Well, there's no light behind those eyeballs, I'm telling you.
That is true.
Anyhow, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing all right. Hanging in there.
Good. Yeah, me too. Just having a great old time in South Alabama. So, anyway, this is like a segue. This is very awkward segue thing here going on.
I'm just trying to figure out what you're segueing into.
I don't know. What do you got?
Oh, well, you talked about Trump and Biden, so we can talk about them a little bit.
We'll talk.
All right. Well, do you remember a week ago or so when Biden, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Radio City Music Hall, he was campaigning and taking in funds from the New York elite?
Yeah, he got like $25 million, didn't he?
Yeah, something like that. This is from the AP. Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, and some big names from the entertainment world teamed up Thursday night to deliver a rousing New York embrace of President Joe Biden that hauled in a record-setting $26 million-plus for his re-election campaign. Biden himself went straight at Donald Trump, saying his expected GOP rival's ideas were a little old and out of shape. The setting was an unusual opportunity for the two past presidents to talk frankly about how they did the job, helping explain Biden and his presidency. So,
boy, they must have pulled out every word in the book to try to figure out how to explain Biden.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. But I'm sure you heard it the day after. It was record-setting. You know, they just oozed all over what Joe had done because it was the most amazing thing ever. Well, Donald Trump said, hold my Diet Coke. And he had a campaign this weekend, campaign rally, fundraiser, and brought in $50 million. So,
well, double. You know, if double, yeah, I mean, there's nothing. I mean, it's not like Trump is a new thing. He's not a new cat. We've already had Trump once. Uh-huh. And we know what he could do. And for the life of me, I don't know, even stealing the votes, I don't know how Biden got in. So there's no way that I can understand how Biden would ever outperform Trump.
It's one of those mysteries of the world we'll probably never know.
But that mystery's already been solved because Biden got 25, Trump got 50.
Well, the whole reason I brought it up is because I just wanted to sort of juxtapose the difference in the way things were written about each of their. Like I said, AP wrote this glowing thing about 26 million in record setting and Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, and it was the most joyous night ever. Well, Politico. Trump campaign says it raised more than $50 million in a Saturday fundraiser. Just they say they did. So when Biden does it, he definitely did it. When Trump does it, they say they did it.
Okay, so Politico says Trump raised how much?
50 mil.
Oh, then you know it's probably more like 90 mil.
Maybe. Former President Donald Trump raised more than $50 million at a Saturday evening fundraiser where he once again pressed President Joe Biden to debate him, according to a campaign aide. Trump spoke for about 45 minutes before 117 seated guests, according to the aide, who was granted anonymity to speak freely. Trump is pushing to close a massive cash disadvantage against Biden. According to figures released by the two campaigns, Biden ended March with $192 million on hand, more than twice as much as Trump. Attendees at Saturday's evening event were asked to donate as much as $800,000. Trump is set to hold another high-dollar fundraiser on Wednesday in Atlanta. So you see, when Joe gets to $26 million, it's glorious! It's the most wonderful thing in the world! When Trump gets it, well, Biden's still beating him because he's got $192 million and Trump doesn't.
The only thing that's propping Sleepy Joe up is the media. Everybody sees what's going on. Everybody. I mean, they get money. They get money. I don't know where it goes to. I don't know where. I honestly don't. I don't understand that political crap. But I tell you what, I know what people are seeing. You know, they see what happened under Biden administration. Mm-hmm. Nobody can afford a bunch of bananas and pay gas in their car and pay rent.
Well, nobody except the people that donated to Joe Biden.
Well, yeah, they can afford all that stuff, right? So but they pay the money. They put the money in there for Biden, and everybody else going, this ain't right, man. I know better than this. Yeah, I know Trump says some harsh things, but I could afford gas and bananas at the same time. So that's why everybody's, you know, I'm not saying that everybody's going to vote for Trump, but I'm saying that people are sick and tired of Biden administration's bullcrap.
Well, and it reminds me, the media reminds me of Rocket Man, little, what's his name, Kim over in...
Kim Jong-un or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, do you remember the stories that came out that he shot a whole round of golf and got a hole-in-one on every one, every hole? And
never heard of that.
You never heard that one? Oh, yeah. No. There was that story. There was a bunch of just propaganda stories about how great and wonderful. Everything he does is great and wonderful. It's so great. He is so great. It is just great that he lives on this planet. And that's basically what they're doing with Joe.
Oh, no doubt. And
because he's a little dictator and a little dick. But
tater. He's a small potato. Anyway, but. Yeah, but they can put all these things out, but all of us, we all go to Walmart or Costco or where do you go? Where do you shop?
Hot Nursey goes to Costco for a lot of stuff, and then Stater Brothers for whatever we need, you know, ketchup.
Stater Brothers?
Yeah, you never heard of that?
No, never heard of it.
We got Ralph's here too, but you would probably know them as Kroger's.
Kroger's, yeah, I've heard of it. I don't think we have a Kroger's here. You know, but anyway, yeah, all of us.
We ain't got no Piggly Wiggly.
All right, so we're getting sidetracked. These are the conversations we have when we're not recording. We really need to have a recording of the conversations we don't record. Anyway, we understand what's going on. You know, they can say everything they want to on MSNBC and Fox News, whatever, who cares, blah, but... We go to the stores, and we want to buy houses, and we want to do these things. We want to put gas in the cars. We know the truth. But Joe Biden says we're too stupid to understand what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. My credit card's pretty damn smart, and it says bad stuff's going on.
I just, when I got home today, I stopped at the store, and I heard some lady talking to whoever she was with. And she's like, I can't believe we got like two bags and it was $180.
Wow.
I was like, all right, well, at least people are seeing it.
I wish you'd have been like the reporter on the scene and said, hey, did you vote for Biden?
Yeah, I don't like talking to people.
Well, I don't either. I personally try to stay away from them, but it would have been interesting if somebody had been there and would have asked, did you vote for Biden? And if they said yes, slap the taste out of their damn mouths.
Well,
because
it was a woman, so I probably would have got sent to jail.
How do you know it was a woman?
Okay, it was something that looked like a woman.
Yeah, you're still trying to, what do you call that? You're looking at something, you're trying to say it is that, and how dare you?
I could be misgendering.
Yeah. I almost stepped on it today. I put gas in my car. Once again, my credit card was jacked, so it's on hold, and had to use cash. You know, you had to put gas in the car. First, you put money in their hands, and then you go to get your money back. Mm-hmm. And there's this thing in front of me with a six-pack. It's weird. It had a six-pack. It was clutching a six-pack with a single on top.
Because they knew they needed seven.
Yeah. That's okay. Whatever. Yeah. And so it bought its beer, and I got my change back from the 50 I gave her, and it held the door for me. And I said, before I knew it, coming out of my mouth, my mind says, that's a dude. It was like a 51-49, didn't know, but my mind says, let's go with dude. And I said, thank you, sir. He held the door for me. No problem. And I went through, I'm thinking, lawsuit averted.
You're lucky you didn't get a beer can in the back of the head.
Well, I'll pick it up and take it home. Thank you.
Yeah, that's true. Now, that's funny you say that, because I went to the gas station the other day, too, and I don't usually have cash on me, but I did, and I'm like, I'll just give it. So I handed the guy cash, and it was this really young guy, and he just stood there staring at me. And I, like, motioned with the money, like, take it. And he just looked, like it didn't compute to him. He's like, what is that paper green stuff? I don't know what that is. Finally, he took it, but it took him a good minute, because he just looked at me like, well, I don't know what you're doing right now.
Gosh, oh, they're around us. They walk, they talk, they're among us.
They are.
They are part of the new system. Go ahead.
No, I just got a weird pop-up from Skype. That was weird. That never happened before. All right. Speaking of nonsense, we got the whole climate change thing still happening for some reason. This is from Scientific American. The nation's first outdoor test to limit global warming by increasing cloud cover launched Tuesday from the deck of a decommissioned aircraft carrier in the San Francisco Bay. The experiment, which organizers didn't widely announce to avoid public backlash, marks the acceleration of a continuous field of research known as solar radiation modification. Now let me stop right there. Which organizers didn't widely announce to avoid public backlash. So they knew what they were doing would not make people very happy. Yet they chose to do it anyway. So just have that floating around in the back of your head as I continue reading this story. The concept involves shooting substances such as aerosols into the sky. Now, let me stop again. Wasn't it not too long ago they were telling us that hairspray was causing global warming?
Yeah, it was deodorant, hairspray. I can't remember the propellant.
Yes,
yeah, propellant.
Any can
the
aerosol.
The propellant for your deodorant was going up way up there in atmosphere and destroying the ozone.
Yeah, so that's what they're doing. They're shooting substances such as aerosols into the sky to reflect sunlight away from the Earth.
Yeah, it's some kind of salt. I can't remember what kind of salt. Yeah, they're shooting some form of salt up there to block the sun's rays.
Yes. The move, led by researchers at the University of Washington, has renewed questions about how to effectively and ethically study promising climate technologies that could also harm communities and ecosystems in unexpected ways. Mm-hmm. The experiment is spraying microscopic salt particles into the air, and the secrecy surrounding its timing caught even some experts off guard. Since this experiment was kept under wraps until the test started, we are eager to see how the public engagement is being planned and who will be involved, said Suchi Talati, the executive director of the Alliance for Just Deliberation on Solar Geoengineering. That sound like a Bugs Bunny or a Elmer Fudd there. Geoengineering. Foghorn Leghorn. A nonprofit that seeks to include developing countries in decisions. Wait a second. Why are we including developing countries in any decisions?
That is a $100,000 prize question.
Yes. Decisions about solar modification, also known as geoengineering. She is involved in the experiment and only learned about it after being contacted by... Oh, she is not involved in the experiment and only learned about it after being contacted by a reporter. While it compiles with... I'm off today. While it complies with all current regulatory requirements, there is a clear need to re-examine what a strong regulatory framework must look like. That's stupid. All right. The project comes as global heat continues to obliterate monthly and yearly temperature records and amid growing interest in solar radiation modifications from Silicon Valley funders and
I
some...
I hate them all.
I do too. And some environmental groups. It also follows the termination of a Harvard University experiment last month that planned to inject reflective aerosols into the stratosphere near Sweden before it was canceled after encountering opposition from indigenous groups. Again, people don't want this, but they're going to do it anyway. So anyways,
now let's think about the eclipse. I'm endeavoring to persevere with not cussing. All right. No F-bombs. Give me an alternative for the F-bomb.
Fudge.
These fudge-tards. Look here, you fudge-tard. That sounds even funner. Look here, you fudge-tard. Okay, you didn't have to be in the full eclipse area. We were not in the full eclipse in Alabama, but I did say we had a partial. I don't give a fudge about an eclipse, okay? But I did notice this. By the way, I went, all these things are supposed to happen during the eclipse. I got a haircut. First haircut I've had in 6 months. I was able to get a haircut.
Hippie.
That was great. So give me another eclipse. Anyway, but I'm driving. I'm driving at the partial, the apex partial time of the eclipse, and the light dimmed. You could see it dimmed.
Ooh.
Do you think the plants enjoyed that? You fudge-tards? You stupid mother fudge-tards.
I'm sure the 0.2 seconds of darkness killed all the plants.
My point is, you're wanting to dim the light to the plants that need the sunlight?
Oh, look at the big brain on Denton. You're right. That would do that.
You morons. You're wanting to dim the lights to... I like food. As a matter of fact, my favorite foods, believe it or not, is mostly plant-based. Now, if you listen to me, you think you must be a red meat eater. Actually, I enjoy plants, and I like fish, and I love lamb. All right? Lamb. Poor little lamb. It didn't grow to its fullest. I don't care. I'm eating it now. But I love fish. I love veggies. Sass and I were talking before the show. He's not a fish lover. He lives on the coast of California. Everybody boo him. He doesn't love fish. Boo. What's the matter with you, Sass?
All right. Well, this story got long and boring, so I just cut to the end. All right. Solar radiation modification is controversial because widespread use of technologies like marine cloud brightening could alter weather patterns in unclear ways and potentially limit the productivity of fisheries and farms, just like you said. It also wouldn't address the main cause of climate change. Let's stop right there. If it's not going to address the main causes of climate change, why are you even fudging with it. The use of fossil fuels and could lead to catastrophic spikes in global temperature if major geoengineering activities were discontinued before greenhouse gases decreased to manageable levels. The study plan also made no mention of its potential ecological impacts and key consideration recommended by the 2022 Biden administration Marine Cloud Brightening Workshop. What the hell is that? Anyway, that's a significant oversight, according to Greg Goldsmith, the Associate Dean for Research and Development at Chapman University. So these people are fudging around with stuff they have no clue what it'll do because they think it's going to fix climate change, and they don't give a rat's ass what you think about it. I just wanted everybody to hear that and know that.
And on top of that, last week there was a report coming out from another scientific agency that came out and said that humans do not do anything for CO2. Whatever we do with CO2 is negligible. We are not that important. So whatever, everything they tell you that we're doing, ain't true. So you believe what you want, but I believe that we're nothing. We're nothing on this earth. We can't change the environment. We can't change the climate. That's bull crap, because guess what? Every time you take a breath, you take in oxygen, you release carbon dioxide, and guess what? The plants are really happy for the CO2. So all the CO2 that we create, the plants love. Therefore, the planet balances out by making more green stuff. So shut up, you little idiots. So, Greta Thunberg, whatever her name is, chuck yourself.
So what we've learned is neo-Marxist Democrats hate plants.
They hate plants. Absolutely.
All right, moving on from one stupid thing to another stupid thing.
Oh, my God. Does it ever end?
We can just call this the Stupidity Show. New York Post. You're going to love this one.
Oh, my God. If it's from there, no.
First-year medical students at University of California, Los Angeles were forced to sit through a lecture given by a Hamas supporter who blasted modern medicine as white science and ordered them to pray to Mama Earth, according to reports.
Oh, my gosh.
Lisa.
I actually think I'm going to enjoy this one.
In a you people are so stupid kind of way, yes, you will enjoy it. Yeah. All right, Lisa Tiny Gray Garcia gave a 2-hour-long lecture entitled Housing Injustice in L.A., Addressing Unhousing and Practicing Solidarity at the medical school's Geffen Hall last week, according to a complaint filed by the university's Jewish Faculty Resilience Group. She was seen in a video posted online, keeping her face covered with a kifa, or a Palestinian scarf, as she spoke about homelessness. Okay. So, this lady talks about homelessness, but she's a Hamas supporter, and she's Hispanic.
Wow.
What am I missing here?
What is she missing there?
I'm just wondering if this was on April Fool's Day, and this was just a big joke. All right. She compared it to the situation in the Gaza Strip during the lecture, which students were required to attend under the medical school's woke curriculum. So, Hamas and homelessness and what other kind of dumb stuff to do? What does that have to do with medicine?
You do know that you and I, if we're sitting in the audience, we ask a question, we'd have been walked out of there because we were speaking logic.
Oh, well, just wait, because somebody did. All right.
Uh-oh.
Where was that? She claimed private property and scarcity are capitalist ideas and that kills black, brown, and houseless people. Now, they're not homeless anymore. Apparently, they're houseless people now. She railed against efforts to clean homeless encampments. Not only are our bodies considered unclean in public, not only are our lives criminalized for being outside without a roof, but politricksters use us for their campaign, she said in a video posted to TikTok. Okay, so not only is she Hispanic, a Hamas supporter, and advocates for homeless people. She's homeless herself. I think they just picked up a crazy woman off the side of the freeway and let her talk.
Sounds like it.
Gray Garcia went on to note that California spent $30 million on the removal of our houseless bodies and asked students to think about how many homes could be built with that money. Well, I'll tell you what, lady, about 30.
Mm-hmm.
So it ain't that much. At one point during the lecture, Gray Garcia is said to have called modern medicine white science and said that they were in what the settlers call L.A., according to the Free Beacon. In other instances, the advocate for homeless led students in chants of free Palestine. And when one student refused to stand during a second pagan prayer, an unidentified UCLA faculty member asked for the pupil's name, sparking concerns they could face repercussions, the Jewish Faculty Resilience Group complaint says. I was very deeply offended and disgusted, someone who witnessed the event told Fox News, calling it crazy. I think even probably all students who stood up during the prayer, a good number felt unsettled, regardless of your religious persuasion, the unidentified witness said. I think a lot of students have the sense that this is weird or out of place. Meanwhile, the medical school has also come under fire for its HEALS curriculum, under which the entire first year of medical school focuses on structural racism and health equity.
Oh, that makes sense to medical. What? No.
So just know, anytime you get a young doctor, their entire first year wasn't about medicine or how to set bones or how to suture or any of that good stuff. It was about structural racism.
Okay, I'm white, I'm Christian, I'm conservative, I believe in the Constitution, so I'm going to die if I go to that doctor's. All right, fine.
Yeah, anybody from there, pretty much. It was redesigned to empower students to become physicians and committed to advocacy and humanistic care, university officials said. I sound like I'm drunk. I need to drink more. The old tongue's not quite working right today.
I understand.
But yeah, so, I don't even know what to make of all this. It's just craziness going on.
Look, do you see what's going on in Dearborn, Michigan?
Mm-hmm.
They are chanting. They've been brought to America. Okay. From shitholes. Shitholes. Yes, I'm sorry, I'm cussing. I don't think I'm cussing. I don't think it's a cuss word, okay? They've been brought from shithole countries. They're first and second generation, and they dare in this country say death to America while they're in this country. Go back to your people's place. How dare you say death to America?
Well,
I'm sorry, Sass, I'm just a little bit emotional about this thing. You know what? Look, you want to say death to America? You don't want to say, how about this? If you want to make me almost understand, say, fix America. Fix. Say that, but not death. Go screw yourself, you pieces of crap.
I think Wilkow says it the best. You can't bring here without here becoming there.
Exactly. And that's what our people have done. And when I say our people, I don't mean our people, not our people. I mean the government has done. They brought these dirt bags in by the millions.
Bunch of fudge packers.
Goat rapers. All right. So you bring them in faster than you can assimilate them. And I don't even think that these people you could assimilate.
Oh,
you
cannot
assimilate people who are so anti-verse to what you believe.
They do not want to assimilate. They are here to do what they're doing.
They're here to destroy this country, and I believe this government is bringing these people in to destroy our country.
Oh, I know what I wanted to say about that last story. Okay, so these people, this lady says that a lot of these people were, a good number felt unsettled regardless of your religious persuasion, she said. I think a lot of students have the sense that this is weird and out of place. Okay, it's great that you think that, but now you need to start speaking up. And same with these idiots that are screaming death to America. Everybody needs to start speaking up, because if we're just quiet about it and sit back and let them do it, they're going to win. So everyone needs to start speaking up.
You know, these people are not the types to play the game right. They're not playing fair.
No, not at all.
All right. So what are we supposed to do, those of us who play the game fairly? We go to work, you know, we vote, and we think our vote counts and all that kind of crap.
Well, we lose. That's what we do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same reason we need Donald Trump right now, because he fights. I know a lot of people, I don't like the way he talks, and I don't like this, and I don't like that. Who cares? He's a street brawler. These people need to be pummeled. And I'm not saying go out and hit people or hurt anybody. I'm saying figuratively.
I'm not saying it either, but I'm telling you this. We're coming down to where we're going to have some really interesting votes in the streets and in the neighborhoods. We're going to have some really interesting votes in the hedges, in the bushes. The votes are going to come out. I don't know if you know what I'm saying. I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm just telling you.
I don't know what that means.
We're getting to the point where they are ushering in people who don't understand our Constitution, the Bill of Rights, understand anything. They just want free stuff. And I understand their point of view. I get it. But I'm telling you, they're coming in and they're taking over our country. They're raping, they're murdering, they're peddling drugs. The only way we're going to get out of this crap is we got to vote them out.
Overwhelmingly vote them out.
Yes.
They can't personally be a slim
margin.
Personally,
I like
the 9. You like the what?
9.
The number 9?
Yeah, because my wrists are old and, you know.
Okay.
Vote 9 times.
Okay. I'm getting your blood pressure up, so let's switch
gears
here.
You better believe it. I'm just getting really pissed about this stuff because you always knew that. Now every nation is going to fall. But when's the last time? Last time? Oh, good gravy! My southern accent's. When's the last? I can't contain it. When is the last time that you've seen a nation's government working from the inside to destroy the nation?
Venezuela?
Did they do it on purpose?
Yep.
Well, then again, I guess we're kind of Venezuela.
Yep, 2.0.
But when we go down, a lot of folks go down.
And Denton and I are going to eat the pandas in the zoo. Because that's what happened in Venezuela.
Oh, you better believe it, because I think they're going to be tasty.
Yep. So, all you people that love animals, we're going to eat the pandas.
Oh, what? Hey, Sass, you guys come down here right before it all falls. I know where I can get one.
A panda?
Not a panda. What do you call a sea cow?
Manatee?
Yes.
Oh, manatee burgers. Mmm.
It'll be great.
Maybe a little weird, but yeah, great.
Who says it's weird? It's just a...
Well, I'm just saying, I've never had it before. I don't know what it tastes like. I don't know.
What? They call them sea cows for a reason.
Throw a little hot sauce on there, probably be fine.
Damn Skippy.
But anyway, before your blood pressure gets up, let's move into weird news.
It's time for weird news.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, from Morganton, North Carolina. Morganton? Yeah, not town. Morganton, North Carolina. A man impersonating a firefighter and trying to put a fire out with a garden hose was arrested, refusing to let firefighters do their job, according to the Morganton Department of Public Safety. Authorities said firefighters were called to the home around midnight Wednesday on Moorhead Street. When firefighters first arrived, they said a neighbor was on scene dressed in FDNY fire gear and trying to put the fire out with a garden hose. After multiple commands, law units responded and took Christopher Victor Miglino, 37, into custody. Miglino was charged with the following: resist, delay, obstruct a public officer, impersonating a firefighter or medical personnel, city ordinance violation, obedience to fire personnel. Miglino did not receive bond since he was currently out on pretrial release.
Get him away! No, I've got this! Get him away! I've got this! I'm telling you! I've got a car nose! Damn it! Get him away!
My question is, where did this guy get fire gear from?
Who cares?
I mean, is his wife, like, into role-playing and he just had it hanging in the closet from last Saturday night and threw it on really quick when he saw the fire? I don't know.
He went to Salvation Army. Who cares? He was... Get him away!
Yeah. Don't worry, guys. I got this. All right.
Oh, my goodness. That is the best one you've ever pulled to the show ever.
No. You wait. I got better. Just wait.
Oh, man. I was just... You were reading this. I was just in my mind. I was just building this up going, I can see this cat. I can see him. Going, no, I've got to get up. Move.
Oh, we're going to have you in tears then. All right. Moving on. Story number two, a South American woman was rushed to the hospital after a nefarious object made its way into her bag of pork rinds.
Uh-oh.
Peru resident Celia Tello, 68, was enjoying a snack in February when she felt something sharp hit her throat, according to Reuters. The woman soon fell ill and began vomiting blood. After being taken to the emergency room, doctors discovered that the nail was piercing one of her carotid arteries, which helped supply oxygen and blood to the brain. Tello thought the mysterious object was a bone, but it turned out to be even more unusual, a nail. It never crossed my mind I had a nail or a piece of wire in my throat, Tello told Reuters in Spanish. Okay, I'm guessing this was a big woman.
Well, first off, she was eating pork rinds, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so she started choking on something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're assuming they lay the pig down and they give it a little nice shot and they play some nice music while it dies?
No, not assuming that at all.
Okay, maybe, I don't know. I'm not from that country, but maybe it was shot in the head with a nail gun?
Maybe, that's very possible.
And somehow that nail got in the pork rind bag.
Very possible. What I was
learning. And she didn't even know what she is. This heifer is eating. And she didn't even understand that she just put a nail in her mouth.
That's what I was getting at. Because I figured she's a big lady, because any normal person reaches their hand into the bag and takes a few pieces and puts them in their mouth. Now, people that can't control their eating tipped the bag up into their face, and that's when the nail dropped down her throat, because she had the bag up over her head. Oh.
We are hey, sass. You and I are bad people.
No, we just speak the truth. That's all. You know what Jack Nicholson said? You
can't, in a weird world.
You can't handle the truth. So anyway, luckily the lady's fine.
Oh my gosh.
But just remember okay. that if you're eating pork rinds in Peru, be careful of the nails.
And don't be an obese. Never mind.
Now, this one could have happened in India, could have happened in Alabama. You tell me.
I'll tell you. Either one, same thing.
A Bengaluru man died of colon burst after his friend put the nozzle of an electric blow dryer for vehicles into his rectum and inflated it for fun, police said. Denton's not going to make it through this one.
No. Oh, my God. I'm laughing at somebody dying.
Well, it's more the manner and how they died, but yeah.
Oh my God, continue. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're not going to make it through this one.
No, I'm not.
According to police, 24-year-old Yogesh died after his friend Murali pumped hot air into his rectum playfully.
Playfully?
Yes.
I can't
The incident took place on March 25th in Belarus, Sampighali area, when Yogesh visited the CNS Bike Service Center where Murali works. Police told News 18 that Murali was employed at the service center where his friend Yogesh went to get his two-wheeler washed. Police said after the motorbike was done, both started playing with a powerful electric blow dryer used to dry vehicles.
That's how it all starts.
That's always how it starts. You know what they say about roughhousing, boys. Murali first used the blow dryer on Yogesh's face. I bet he did. And then his back, and finally filled his rectum with hot air, police said.
Oh, my gosh.
I love how they get descriptive here. As the warm, hot air filled Yogesh's body via the anus, his abdomen expanded and then collapsed. As Yogesh collapsed, Murali rushed him to the hospital, where doctors said due to the high pressure of the blow dryer, there was massive damage to Yogesh's intestines. Doctors said Yogesh needed an emergency operation. However, poor Yogesh failed to respond to the treatment and died at a local hospital on Wednesday morning.
Okay. Okay. All right. So somebody... All right. Calm yourself. Okay, somebody puts a high pressure blow dryer up your rectum.
Rectum? Hell, it killed him.
With your full knowledge and consent.
Well, and that's when I read the story, I thought, something ain't right here. Because were they frolicking around in this business with no clothes on?
No, it sounds like murder.
Because it almost sounds like, well, it sounds like some kind of weird gay thing they were doing to each other, and it just went horribly wrong.
Well, you know, all funny aside, all funny, because that was freaking hilarious. Okay, sorry, somebody died. My bad. I apologize. But now, getting over the funny, okay, that was murder. Okay, so somebody had to be held down and had a high-pressure blow dryer up his ass, and then he said, okay, I'll call the cops now. All right?
Well, unless it was consensual, like I said, and it was some kind of weird
what kind of consensual weird shit is going to be going on with a high-pressure blow dryer?
Well, people do weird stuff. There's whole websites that are devoted to showing things that people have stuck in their anuses. So this really doesn't surprise me.
I've known nurses that worked in the ER, okay? I understand the weird things that people come in the ER up their butts.
Yeah, they got a light bulb up there and they're like, oh, I fell on it. No, that's not how it works.
They always fall on light bulbs and mustard jars. Go figure. Get creative, people. Well, find something else.
I'm sure that's what Murali said. Yogesh fell on it, I swear.
Yeah. But, you know, so, oh, my gosh. I don't even talk about this. This is weird. This is so weird. It's off the well, actually, it's, knowing what I know, it's not. No, this is murder. I'm telling you, it's murder. He didn't accidentally fall on a, no. And his buddy knew what his butt. He knew what he was doing.
Well, Detective Denton, you might want to go have a talk with the police in India about that. Let them know what you know.
Not that interested. I'll stay right here in Alabama. They can figure it out on their own. One freak dead, I don't care.
All right. Well, that's the end of my weird news, so why don't you walk us on out of here?
All right. Look here. I don't know if you enjoyed this show. If you did, you're probably kind of weird. But anyway.
I enjoyed it just listening to you cackling over there.
But look here. Pretty sure this nation, nay, not this nation, this world is doomed. Sass, what should we do?
Drink up and grab the blow dryer.
Good luck, everybody. I hope to see you next week. Good night. Or morning, whatever.
All about the booty, big old booty, serious booty, amazing booty. I take the booty, where's the booty? stare at the booty, walk in the booty, touch in the booty, who's got the booty, grabbing the booty, rubbing the booty, loving the booty, hugging the booty, kissing the booty, holding the booty, watching the booty, kicking the booty. Sleeping booty, screaming booty, harder booty, softer booty, sweeter booty, sour booty, new booty, used booty, whose booty, sister's.